In Psalm 36 and verse 5, it says, "Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast." And throughout the Psalms, you can find these verses where he particularly pulls out his praise and thanksgiving to God for his righteousness. And you know, his righteousness is what he clothes his children in. In order to go to heaven, you have to have the righteousness of God. Your righteousness, the Bible says, is as filthy rags. And one of the things that you need to rejoice in this morning is the fact that God not only sent His Son, but through His Son gave you everything you need to stand in His presence someday. And that includes righteousness. We have to be made right. And so we have to have the cloak of His righteousness to be accepted by the Father. And so I pray that in our own hearts and lives that we've gathered here today, that our joy would not just be the fact that Jesus came and that Jesus died. Yes, that's wonderful. But the work of the cross is that He provided His righteousness in my place. And that's cause for what? Thanksgiving and praise and joy from God's people.